Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Black Diamond Networks Presents Inside ECAC Hockey. Black Diamond Networks, building one relationship at a time. And very pleased to have with us as our coach of the week, also sponsored by Black Diamond Networks for this segment, Casey Jones, the head coach of the Clarkson Golden Knights. Casey, welcome to the show. Always great to talk hockey with you.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Well, Casey, you had a split this past weekend, and real hard-fought one against the Big Red of Cornell, who's been riding high here in the early season, a great rival of yours for many, many years, and bounced back with a victory against Colgate on Saturday. Overall, just to give us impressions as far as the start of your team, 8-3-1 is the overall mark, 3-1 in ECAC play, and a team that was the hottest team in the country, arguably down the stretch last year. Case in point, unbeaten in your last nine before falling in the heartbreaking game against Notre Dame in overtime. But this program, the place that the program's in right now, certainly seems to be a very favorable one moving forward.
Well, we like the quality of our student athlete in the program here. I think they're working really hard. We kind of like that perspective. I think we've had a good start to our season. There's a ton of room for growth here. You know, we have some closing games, and coming out of the weekend where we lost a couple points at home. It was just when you want to take care of business at home, but it was a game that could have gone either way. But we'll just get back at it here this week in terms of our preparation for an important Neil Brown weekend.
You know, I when I talked to coaches early in the season, we're still fairly early in this long and winding college hockey season, about roughly a third of the way into the schedule. Often I reference winning the off season and positioning yourself for the season. And due to the success and the quality level of players that you recruited, you took some hits in the off season with some early departures. That was certainly something that you had to address, and you've addressed that in a number of different ways to get this club ready for battle.
Yeah, but obviously with a grad transfer for the goaltending position. We had prepared for, I think to lose players to pro, but a lot of times you know what's coming. We were fully prepared for Nico, fully prepared a year before that for Sheldon Rapp. But those are the ones that hurt you. But when you get a chance to prepare in long-term open communication with your players, those guys signing and moving on are going to help you long-term. For your program with players wanting to come, that you're showing the ability to develop and move guys along. It's with our guys. My sisters did a phenomenal job of us having guys in the hopper to bring in, and we have guys in house. I think the part of the process is to continue to make sure guys improve from year to year, so that there are guys prepared to step into that spot. And we're fortunate to have another transfer in with that sat with us for a year, the traditional transfer, and Zach Sakos has stepped in at the forward position and given us a player that's really capable as a new player in our program here this year, as well as Frank Broad, obviously, between the pipes, who's been outstanding for us as a grad transfer.
Yeah, Frank's off to a great start, and it was almost a sweepstakes akin to free agency at the pro level, Casey, at the goaltending position. And because of the unique nature, I think, of this now, the transfer rules, the grad transfer rule in particular, it does give guys, goaltenders, only one guy is going to be playing every night for the most part, and it gives guys a chance. It was a number of guys that made moves at that position, and it looks like you've hit the lottery with Frank Marat and what he's given you so far to fill that position.
Yeah, part of the nice part about it is, too, any good program has what I call a backyard in recruiting. At any program, at any sport, any NCAA, they normally have a good backyard. And part of our backyard is Montreal, and that's where he's from. So, important for us to get great players out of New York, Ottawa, and the Toronto area, and in Montreal area. So, him being from that, I thought, gave us an advantage, being close to home, get a chance to play close to home for his senior year. So, it worked out. As well as I do, recruiting is not a perfect science. So, the nice part about him was we knew he had experience, and we needed experience at the position, and we were fortunate to get it.
Mentioned about guys taking that next step, and it appears from the start that you're off to that you do have guys that are making jumps now, freshman to sophomore, sophomore to junior, junior to senior, and pretty good balance. You know, you get guys like Devin Brousseau. He's a familiar face for you, that being able to provide offense, one of your top scorers from a year ago. But other guys seem to be taking that always, you know, vital step forward for you to be able to pick up the slack offensively. You got some balance there in the early going.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to get a little bit more balance 5-on-5. That's one of the things we're pushing for here for those for us to get take another step here offensively 5-on-5 with some of our guys. We're generating scoring chances, and, you know, we want a little bit more consistency from a few guys in terms of production. But like Devin Brousseau, forget about his start. I think he's got 17 points in 10 games this year. He missed our first two games at Michigan. But if you go back to his finish last year, his last 10 games, he is really playing a high-level hockey here for us. So I'm really proud of where he's come along as a player. And Harold Zagel has made a good step over his career here at last year to this year, becoming a dominant player. And it's nice to see that as they progress through. The value of being a senior, it goes a long ways. So, you know, it's a tough year all the time. If it doesn't get off on the right foot, it can go south on you quickly. But they're just good players that have really persevered and worked real hard over time to get to where they're at right now. To really be in a good position for themselves. So we want a little bit more depth underneath those guys in terms of production. Guys are playing well. Consistency of getting on the score sheet every night is difficult, but that'll kind of be the telltale for us of how far we can go is getting that that scoring by committee going for us here consistently.
And you mentioned the offense 5-on-5, and that is the elusive elixir for most teams. At most levels of hockey now, so much is done on the power play. Teams are so well scouted, and teams battle so hard when you're at even strength. But the power play loomed very large for you against Colgate, being able to bounce back from, you know, tough emotional game against Cornell the night before. You hit 3-for-8 on the power play, and overall the power play numbers are on the upswing for you, and that bodes well.
Yeah, we had a downswing there probably this weekend, probably 2 or 3 weekends in a row. We just weren't productive on it. Made a couple of changes going into the weekend with personnel to see if we can't hit on something. And obviously, you know, what we threw at the board stuck. So
yep.
A little bit here. So you never know what's going to happen. You never know if you have the right guys in the right position. So you keep moving things around. Our penalty kill, I'll be honest with you, Bernie, has been
lights out.
Really outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, and we have Josh does a great job on that. And I think if we can get our power play clicking, you know, then you're in a really good spot. But we have guys we think to be successful on the power play. We're over 20% now. This weekend kind of got us back up on the upswing. We had started really well. So hopefully we got that turned around the week where it needs to be, because, you know, a lot of times hockey's a race to 3, and if you don't get the power play goal, it's hard to score 3, 5, 5 goals a night. It really is. So you need that power play clicking.
You mentioned about the PK, and remarkable numbers there. You've allowed just 3 power play goals all season, 48 opportunities for the opposition. Obviously, goaltender is a big part of your penalty kill, but it can't be just that. Your structure is, I would imagine, the structure has got to be very good. The discipline on that PK is got to be in line.
Yeah, you know, Josh, how he does that, and he came in, it's funny, we talked about all the time, he was a power play guy, and it gave him some ideas on the penalty kill too to implement, and we spent a lot of time working on that. But the thing about our penalty kill that looms large for us is a goaltender is probably the only new face on it. We returned everybody from a year ago that has penalty killing experience for us. So that gets you out of the gate quickly here. So now we kind of start bringing some other guys along. We can have a little bit more depth and development. But we had a ton of experience on the back end and up front with guys that know our system and know how we want to play. And they've executed it at a high level so far this season.
And I'm sure you rested a little easier in the offseason despite some of the early departures that you had because of that very fact. 5 guys that skated regularly on the blue line for you all back this year. You lost, Aaron Thau. He finished up real strong for you a year ago. Both sides with 26 points is a plus 10. But to have that experience back on the blue line, Coach, going back to your playing career, it's invaluable to have guys that have been around Division I hockey at that all-important position.
No question. It's every sport you build from, you know, goaltending, especially out in the, you know, D are critical. If you don't have good D, you can't win hockey games. And, you know, we have a good backbone back there. We've added a good player, Dustin McFall, that adds to it. And we got a guy back off injury, and he got injured to start of the year again. Jerry Astrin should be back in
as far as the schedule and the early going, I always like a certain, when I talk to coaches and I take a look at their schedules and what they do non-conference, I always like what you do, Casey, because you go anywhere, you play anybody, you test the team. And just case in point, the fact that already, you know, once again, in this young season, you've had a club that you've been to Yost, you played two in Ann Arbor and got a win and a tie. And you went out to Madison, you know, a couple of great college hockey venues and campuses in the Big Ten. It's like you finished the Big Ten part of your schedule. Now it's time to get on with the ECAC.
Yeah, we want to play anybody. That we want to go to different places. We want to be in tougher environments because it sets you up for success, right? You know, we want to recruit the best. We want to be the best. So, you know, that means we're going to go anywhere. And it's team chemistry. It does a lot of things for you, especially when you're really going. You get some long trips. You have know each other a little bit more. You know, you get to see different teams play different styles. It's really
right
for in season, especially for us. We go from one team to the next in our league from Friday to Saturday. So, you know, you have to be prepared to see different things and learn on the fly and less preparation in terms of always preparing the whole week for one opponent, maybe making an adjustment or two. You have to be able to adjust on the fly in ECAC, which I think is a great way to do it. But, you know, by playing a lot of different teams at the start, it gives you that. You get your team in a lot of different environments. So I think it really prepares you for a league play.
And just looking back, you know, once again, you had a real good bounce back to win in Hamilton on Saturday. But the game at Cornell was a much talked about and anticipated early season ECAC game. Shots on net were even. There's only three power plays in the entire game. And would you know, without your efficiency in the penalty kill, Cornell, they hit one for one on their power play. You were one for two on the other side. Just a great battle against a team that I'm sure you got to figure, if you're going to get where you want to go, more than likely Clarkson's got to go through Cornell. Cornell's got to go through Clarkson. And for an early season test, your thoughts looking back, I know you didn't like the results, but I'm sure there were some positives in the way that your team competed in that one.
That was a good game. I thought if you look back at the game, us not taking advantage of our scoring chances early probably is what did us. You know, you look at it, they're renowned as really tough to play against when they get the lead. To us to battle back, to get it back to 2-2. We had a couple good chances to extend that lead, extend and take the lead in the second, didn't. Then I just thought it was a good hockey team overall. Ebbs and flows, there were parts of the second period they dominated us, parts of the first we dominated them. Just the way it goes in a good hockey game. And, you know, I thought the officiating was good. I thought they decided, I think it's a game. Sometimes you see officials in a game and realize it's two teams going at it really hard. Hmm. So, nothing ticky-tack was called at all. You took a penalty that night, you earned it. I thought it was a well-officiated game, well-played game. And with early in the season, both teams, you know, you make a few more mistakes than you probably want to. But both goaltenders were really good. So it was, I know I talked to a lot of fans, it was an entertaining game to be at for sure. And round one to them, we'll see. It's probably not the last important game we'll play against them this year.
Indeed the case. Important games coming up this weekend, Coach. You'll make the long trip south and then get a little time off. Thanksgiving week will be nice for you, a little bit of respite. But business at hand. Up next, you'll visit Brown, team that finished really strong down the stretch last season. And you'll see Brown on Friday and then Yale on Saturday. Your thoughts getting ready for the road test this weekend for your Golden Knights?
Yeah, I think Brown is a team that we thought made great strides there last year. So we'll see. I better chance to see him on tape. I thought their Dartmouth Hub was competitive games there, and you know, it's one of those situations. We're going down on the road; it's a long trip, and you know, we're going to be faced with a team that's hungry. And we seem to have they picked the signing standing, so we seem to be getting everybody's A game every night, which keeps you on your toes. And I like Yale's. Watch them on tape. Okay, well, they do a lot of things. You know, it's funny sometimes when you watch teams play and they're not maybe getting the results at all that time. You know, the results are coming.
Right.
It's so old. They don't come against you.
That's right.
You know, but like this week, our league is there are no nights off, and it's a very important weekend to get on. And you want to get out of the gates here quick. They both want to get on here to start. Points this time of the year are just as valuable as they are in February. So we're going to be scratching and clawing here for points this weekend on the road. And we're looking at it as a Friday game is the one we're focused on right now. And then we'll refocus on Saturday morning for Yale.
Look forward to that coach, and look forward to continuing to follow you and your Clarkson club here as the long and winding season continues. Thanks very much, as always, for your time, Casey. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate talking to Clarkson Hockey.
That is Clarkson coach Casey Jones. He is our Black Diamond Networks Coach of the Week here on Black Diamond Networks Presents Inside ECAC Hockey. Black Diamond Networks, experts in technical staffing.